Huh?
Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, for the night. That would have been this year. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Jesus.
Sunday morning with the bishop, and we want to deal with the killing of these women in Chicago. They have five women to get shot. Just outside in the park, and one got killed. It's the disrespect
of our men, shooting them down.
The killing
has to stop.
And we have to start in the school, in the church. Stop the killing, say, baby, but now they're killing the female. And it seems like the Chicago police never catch somebody. They said somebody was shot, but nobody caught.
The bus was hit.
Five people jumped out of the car with guns, and nobody seen nobody. Something got to be took care of the deal. The radical killing of our children and of our women.
Our mothers being shot down on the street of Chicago and don't seem like nobody is concerned.
Everybody concerned about Trump and then concerned about everything else. We got to deal with stop the killing and save the babies. It's important for us to understand. God said, it's important to understand this killing of our women must stop. It got to stop with men. Strong black men standing up, saying enough is enough. And I just want to show that this morning, because we had people here being shot.
And they said, five women is in the park.
Three people jumped out of the car, shot them. What's all the killing about?
Evil, what is it about?
This disrespect of each other. And we got to deal with these criminals, that gun, shooting innocent boys and girls.
And we got to stop it.
And we have to come together as men and women.
And those killers in your house, walking the street, shooting people, and walking free.
And we have to do something about that. I want to take this time out this morning, a Sunday morning, morning to a new month to pray for you and pray for our families that in Arkansas, Mississippi, those that are under blood watch, those under heat watch, and those that are across the midst of.
We got to stop the killing and save women.
There's an evil spirit out here killing innocent people. We must come to the fact that we have to stop killing women and children, black on black.
Nobody seems to say black men killing black women.
We got to stop this killing and come together and deal
racist situation, they send it out.
Black on black. Five women got shot last night.
They were just in the park.
Somebody's doing their job. We got to stop the killing to save our community.
It's important for black men and black women to come together
and say, we got to stop this now.
You can't wait for the government to stop
this. We have to stop
it. And that's very,
very
important.
It's got to happen. Folks
without home, living out in the street.
I want to ask you this morning to get ready for a change going into this month, to come together.
Every church, every black club, every sorority, to come together and deal
with the crime that's going on in your neighborhood, in your community, in your school, in your college.
And I will tell you what lies.
The Democrats and the Republicans.
They have not done anything to move these guns out of the neighborhood, and they said nothing. They won't fight Russia, China.
What about the right here in Chicago, Detroit, and California? Black men are killing black women, and black women are killing black women. Brown people killing brown people.
and ain't no job was still in problem. So I want to fault the Democratic Party and the Republican Party not coming together, trying to stop killing.
They
can
stop
it. They're going to the moon.
It's been trillions of dollars
all over the world.
What about trying to bring peace to our neighborhood and college?
Into the school. Kids going back to school. And we got to have somebody that is responsible.
Cancel the alcohol. Cancel the dope.
Cancel the high blood. Cancel the sugar. Cancel the cataract. And all this is the church of the human race. God of Abraham and God of Israel. Most holy divine God. I heard you said, if my people that are called by my name, humble themselves, pray, turn from them their wicked ways, would heal the land. But the word you have to turn and repent this morning. You have to repent that you want God.
I'm planning a family, but I'm finding women that got shot
last night. Just out in the park. Just having fun. Just talk. And some evil spirit come and begin to shoot. And it's been happening over and over.
And the Democrats and the Republicans and the law enforcement,
they got away. Nobody touching nobody. People, kids, 15 to 16 being shot on a road, going to college, going to high school being shot, but ain't nobody being caught. We need to bring the National Guard in. If the police department ain't doing their job, we need to call for the National Guard to come in and stop killing what's going on with our young folks.
Stand up, walk it out.
you this morning if you're willing to let him work it out on this Sunday morning, if you're willing to give over to God. I want to motivate you this morning.
I want you to be able to know that a testimony will be good.
I want to testify this morning all is well. I want to testify this morning, God is a healer. In spite of what's going on, God is still in control. And with those that are doing anything, the way to speak God eternal life. And I want to tell you this morning, there's a lot of people that are sick. They are mentally sick. They are physically sick. They are crossed up and messed up.
And they're full of demonic spirits, and they don't want to let go. The Bible says, "Wait to finish and give the body to come like they're going to die."
That's the word for the wages of sin is death. To get the God done, and you can ride. You can
hide.
You can hide from me, but you can't hide from God. God is coming. And he's sending his angels. He's sending all his forces to root you out for the evil
that you have done to men and women. And I want to tell you this morning,
God's going to work it out. And I'm praying this morning for your success. And I'm praying this morning for your breakthrough.
I'm praying that you got the sense to get up out of the bed
and praise God to stop holding on to stuff that ain't working and hold on to the power of the Almighty God that will keep you to the
help
and keep you living something going on and people cannot get along. We are in the presence of witchcraft and warlock and witches. We are in the presence of evil people. And so you don't know
that the evil is trying to take you and your family over.
And he's not going to say, well, that's all right. You got to curse the devil and tell the devil to give the devil away. You got to curse the naked spirit. Say, you're not of God. Get out of my family.
Get out of my family. Some of you still don't know the devil is
right out of your path. You don't really know the devil will come to destroy and take over you. You don't even know that.
There is power in the name.
morning, I walk to wisdom.
Sometimes prayer the devil gets busy when the devil tried to block you. I'm going to go to Detroit and have a testimony by Mother William. Sometimes you got to cuss the devil out to help me and back to him. I bind you. I bind you where you come. And that's what you have to do. I'm going to Detroit right now. And I'm going to have a testimony about Mother Pearl. And if the Mother Pearl, you're on that path.
Giving honor to my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, to the bishop and to all the listeners. I would like to say yesterday I had a bad day, but today is a good day. And I just thank the Lord for it. And I want to thank the bishop for the thing that he did for me and said to me in the name of Jesus.
I want to thank the testimony of Mother Pearl. And Mother Pearl, how many in your family that you come up with?
You was the oldest.
Pardon me?
I said, tell them how many sisters and brothers you had.
I had 16 brothers and sisters, and now it's only 9 of us living. And so out of all of them, I am the oldest. And I thank the Lord that I'm still here because I raised most of the ones on down from 60s, 61, 67. And so they, some of them still living and some of them is gone on. But I thank the Lord that I'm still here.
Amen. God bless you and thank you for that testimony. Because sometimes listen to the testimony. I'm praying the lady called me and said her daughter got shot last night. And her daughter was just in the park, just talking, and somebody jumped out the car and began to shoot. But I want to tell you this morning, I just believe, and I know without a shadow of a doubt, that they're going to catch the ones that did it, but this is my people. Another young man, honorable student, got shot walking the street. It's just too many guns, and the Democrats and the Republicans ain't doing nothing about it.
y'all help me sing this here. Say this here. Don't do it, don't do it, don't do it. Y'all say now. Don't do it, don't do it, don't do it. We don't do it. Yeah, don't do it.
Hey, 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 hey
One more time.
This block on his path. Gracious unto you, Lord, unto you, unto you.
One more time.